Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for the Day with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for an opportunity to study your Word. For in it, we find so many things about you and your Son, Jesus, and your ways, and the ways that you are working behind the scenes, even as you have done so in the book of Esther. And today, as we study the book again, I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and that we'll learn to be pleasing in your eyes. We give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther Informed and Grieved. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4 and verse 4. As we continue with our story in Esther, we have learned that the Jewish people throughout the Persian Empire have begun to mourn because of the edict inspired by Haman and ratified by King Ahasuerus that they all shall be killed. All through Persia, Jews are mourning, weeping and wailing and sitting in sackcloth and ashes as the sorrow of their fate overwhelms them. Mordecai has also entered the mourning and has clothed himself in sackcloth and ashes as he made his way to the center of the town and cries out in agony all the way to the king's gate. In chapter 4 and verse 4 of the book of Esther, we see Queen Esther's response as she receives the news. We read, "So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly aggrieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not." The verse begins, "So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her." The huge impact that this edict made upon the Jews was so prevalent that the maids and her chamberlains came to tell Esther about it. Can we even begin to imagine the fear and anguish that must have struck her as she heard the news? She still had her secret, and her heritage was still unknown. And now, as these maids and chamberlains give her the news, her mind must have raced to the only real family that she knew, Mordecai. She must have immediately thought of all the devastation that occurred as she had to leave her homeland and to be transferred to the Persian Empire in the first place. Now there was an edict to destroy those few people who were left among the Jews. The verse goes on to say, "Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai." As a measure of her grief, Esther reacted in a manner that would protect her older cousin. She was exceedingly grieved, which we might expect if our family and people had this death threat hovering over their heads. She responded by sending clothes to Mordecai, possibly to make sure that his identity was hidden, or perhaps to try to comfort him in his agony, or in some manner minister to him. This type of news would make anyone desire to protect their own. The verse finishes with, "And to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not." If there was some way to get Mordecai to change his mournful attire, Esther desired to affect him. However, he refused her offer. Not even family could alter his demeanor at this point. Mordecai knew this was a bleak fate, and without divine intervention, the end of his people was at hand. Sometimes our circumstances are so devastating, so difficult, and beyond human ability to alter or amend that only God himself can change them. What if we were in Esther's place? How would we react, and who would we attempt to protect? Where would our exceeding grief be placed? As we ponder these things, we must continue to remember that God Almighty is behind the scenes. He has a plan and promise that the Messiah would come through the Jewish people. If they are exterminated, there will be no possibility of them producing a Messiah. So he has a problem. But it is not a problem that he cannot handle. He is the God of the impossible. And though these circumstances may seem difficult for man, they are as nothing before God. Although it appears that Haman's plan is well underway and having its effect, God is right there and waiting for his time. So it is with us, though it may seem like an enemy of our soul is having the victory right now. We can be assured that the Almighty has not forsaken us, and he has a plan that he is working out. Next time, Esther will go into action over her new information, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.